We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Pei Ches. We are up to Sif Gimel, the top line on page Tzadi Beis, the page following page 182. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Tzarech lahazkir bivracha shlishis malchus Beis David. You have to mention in the third bracha of benching the malchus of Beis David, the ein lahazkir bo shum malchus acher. And you can't mention there any other malchus. V'ha'omer malchuscha u'malchus Beis David mishichecha toa. One who puts into that bracha your malchus, Hashem's malchus, and the malchus of Beis David is making a mistake. She'ein lahashvos malchusa de'aru and malchusa de'shmaya. It's inappropriate to equate the malchus of earth and the malchus of heaven. V'chein ein lomar ba avinu malkeinu. And therefore you also should not say the lashon of malkeinu, referring to Hashem as the melech, because we don't want to have two malchios being discussed in that bracha. The Ramah writes, "V'yesh omrim da'afkesh omer yalav v'yavol lo yasayim melech chanan v'rachum." Some say that when you're saying yalav v'yavol, you should not end off with the regular words of melech chanan v'rachum. Elo yedaleg milas melech. You should leave off the word melech in order not to mention Hashem's malchus. Usvar nachoni, and that is very logical and appropriate. Aval lo ra'isi nohagin kein. But I didn't see that people are knowing that way. Says the Mishabur in Sif Katan Gimel, we said you should not mention any other malchus with the malchus of Beis David. Hainu kigon hodim mesayimah mechaber lekameh, like the mechaber is going to end off with. Sif Katan Dalet, he adjusts the lashon of the mechaber. The mechaber says, viha omer. The Mishabur says, tzarech lomer, means to say, lochein ha omer v'chein hu batur. Should say, therefore, one who says malchuscha and malchus Beis David mishichecha is making a mistake, because you're equating the malchusa da'aru with the malchusa da'shemaya. We said you also shouldn't say Avinu Malkeinu, Sif Katan Hey, Elo Yomar Avinu Re'enu. You should say like we say, Avinu Re'enu. The Afagav De'enu Omer B'yachad Mamish Malchus Beis David. Even though if you do say Avinu Malkeinu, you're not Mamish putting it together with the Malchus Beis David. Mikol Makom Kevin B'chad Brachi, since Lamaisa, it is in the same Bracha, Lav Orech Aro Le'at Kure Malchusa D'Shemaya Eitzel Malchusa D'Basar V'Dom. It's not appropriate to put in the same bracha even the malchus of Shemayim and the malchus of Ebasar B'dam. And then the Ramah told us that in Yalav Yavo you should not say Melech Chanan V'Rachum. And the Ramah then told us, but we don't see people being knowing that way. The Achronim Kosvu Tamlos, that the Achronim tell us the reason why we're not knowing to leave off the word Melech there. Kevon De'inyan Bifnei Atzmo L'Gamrihu is a totally separate inyan. It's in Yalav Yavo. It's not even part of the regular part of the bracha. And therefore, lo kap dinan bazeh, when I makbet on it, v'omrim osa kimoshi musuderes b'tfilah shmon esrei. And therefore, we say the same lashon of Yalav Yavo that we do when we say Yalav Yavo and shmon esrei. Lochein ein limchos b'yad an ohagim kein. Therefore, one should not protest against those who say melech chanan v'rachum at the end of Yalav Yavo in benching. And note number 3 points out, ulagabe rosh hashanah, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Kosav Amata Ephraim, Sha'af Elu HaMedalgim Al Tevas Melech B'chol Hashanah, even those who go like the Ramah says, really should be done, that you leave off the word Melech the whole year, Mikomakom Rosh Hashanah Yomru on Rosh Hashanah, they do say Melech, Kevin Shekol Ikri HaTfilos V'Abrachos B'yom Zem Yusodim Al Kvod Malchuso Yisbarach. That's the whole idea of all the Tfilos and the Brachos on Rosh Hashanah, it's about the Malchus of Hashem, and therefore that's the one day that even if you know like normally not to say it, on Rosh Hashanah it would be appropriate to yes say it. Says the Mechaber in Sif Dalet, Nusach Bracha Zo Poseach Bar Rachem Hashem Elokeinu O Nachmeinu Hashem Elokeinu. The Nusach, you have two options, either Rachem Hashem Elokeinu or Nachmeinu Hashem Elokeinu V'chosem Ba, and you end the Bracha with Bonei Yerushalayim O Menachem Tzion Bevinyan Yerushalayim. Ve'ein L'shanos HaNusach Mishabbos L'chol. You should not change the Nusach from weekday to Shabbos. De'bein B'Shabbos Bein B'chol Omer Nuscha Echos. You should say one Nusach all the time that you bench. V'yesh Omrim De'omrim Bonei Barachama V'Yerushalayim L'chein Hogim. Some say that you should say instead of Bonei Yerushalayim, which the Mechaber said, but you should say Bonei Barachama V'Yerushalayim, and that is our Minhag. Says the Mishabura in Sivkatan Zayim, O Nachmeinu Hainu. What does it mean Nachmeinu? It means to say Nachmeinu Hashem Elokeinu V'Yerushalayim Yerechu V'Tzion Mishkan Kvodech. So you stick in Nachmeinu instead of what we have, which is Rachem Hashem Elokeinu. V'chosem ba O Menachem, and you have the two options of ending. Miloshan ze mashma, from the Loshan of Mechaber, it's implied Sha'af im posach b'rachem, even if you start with Rachem, mutter lachtum b'menachem. You could end with the other ending of Menachem. V'af she'enach asim v'me'enach psicha mamish, even though the ending of the bracha will not be exactly identical to the opening of the bracha, leislan ba, we're not concerned. The alkol ponim ha'inyan echad, because l'mais it's still one inyan. Aval yesh me'achronim shemachmirim bazeh. There are those achronim that are machmir on this. V'sovrim detzarech lios me'ein ha'psicha mamesh. That you have to have exactly like the psicha. And therefore, if your psicha is with rachim, you have to end off with bonei b'racham of Yerushalayim. And if you start with nachmenu, you have to end off with menachim tzion b'vinyan Yerushalayim. Sifkoton tes told us in the Mechaber that one should not change his nusach from Shabbos l'chol. Ratzalom Ramitza say, Diem Omer b'chol rachim, if you say rachim during the week, Yomer b'Shabbos gamken rachim, you should be consistent that on Shabbos you should also say rachim. The afal gav da osel litbo atzrachu b'Shabbos, even though rachim is a lashon of making a request, and it is usher to ask for requests from Hashem on Shabbos. Hachashani, here it's different. The tofes bracha kachi tamid. This is always the format of the bracha, and therefore you're just keeping it consistent. That's not a problem of asking for a bakasha. The gam kol harachamon yochol lomer b'Shabbos. Also, the harachamon at the end of benching, you're also allowed to say on Shabbos. Afal pi she'enon mitofes habracha shetiknu chachamim. There you can't say the same thing as rachim. That's not part of a bracha because it's after the brachas are over. Shekevan shenogu hakol omram b'chol pam shemavarcha brachas amazom. Because since the minhag is to say the harachamon every single time you bench, nasa lehem ketofes bracha, they are considered like the format of the bracha. Ve'em bazem mishum she'elas tracha b'Shabbos, and that would not be considered a problem of asking for things on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah extends the chiddush not only to rachim, which is part of the actual bracha that you always say, even the harachamans, which are after the brachos, but since we always say it, we view it as if it's the tofes bracha, and you can say it even on Shabbos. If you look at note number 5, he points out, mitam zeh kosel v'aktos ha'shulchan, sha'af sha'am minog le'echos es ha'kos rak ad al yechasreinu, even though the minog olam, like we discussed, is only to hold the cup until al yechasreinu, mikomokom roi le'ochso gam ba'miras harachamon. Right, for this reason, that's what you always say in benching, so it's considered part of benching. And therefore, really, one should hold the cup all the way through the harachamans. Kevan shenusach zehu mitofes birchas hamazon. That is the lashon that we say in birchas hamazon. V'kosva sharei tshuva v'kavachayim sheyochzeno arach rei birchas b'er piragofen. You should hold the kos of birchas hamazon until after you make the bracha b'er piragofen. V'chein kosav v'shalon tshuva shever alevi. Sheminhagu lechos as a kos ad birchas b'er piragofen. His minhag was, in general, to hold the kos of Birchas HaMazon until after the bracha by Piragofen, with one exception, chutz mi besuda shlishis, except the shalosh shuras, mishum she'eino shosa mimena ad l'achar avdola, you don't drink that cup anyway till after avdola, and therefore, you're not looking to get included the bracha by Piragofen, and therefore, he put it down earlier. V'chein le'inyat birchas ha'oreach, and so too when it comes to making a blessing, a guest, blessing the host. So the Birkei Yosef writes, "Shaminaga poshedu shegam b'Shabbos mevarech aureach as bal bayis." Even though it's making bakoshos on behalf of the bal bayis, the minhag is to do it on Shabbos as well. Ukumaseo b'chol sharei kol zeh mitofes birchas hamazon. Again, that's considered part of the regular birchas hamazon, and therefore, even though maybe on its own it would be inappropriate to stick that in on Shabbos, but since it's always said, so it's considered part of the tofes bracha, and therefore you could say it on Shabbos as well. Says the Mechaber Vaiterens. The Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Yud. So he said in the Mechaber that whether it's Shabbos or Chol, you say the same nusach. The Agro Kosav Sho Ikir Ki Arif. The Agro says the Ikir Halacha is really like the Rif. She B'chol Yomar Rachem Na Kimen Agenu. That during the week you should say Rachem Na like we do. Ube Shabbos Yomar Nachmenu. And on Shabbos you should, in fact, according to the Agro, say Nachmenu. Umesayim Menachem. And you should end off with that ending of Shabbos of Menachem. V'chein yesh od kama rishonim shesovrim kein. There are also other rishonim that hold the same way, like the Gra, that you should say rachim during the week, menachem on Shabbos, nachmenu on Shabbos, and end off on Shabbos with menachem. And then the Rambam told us that there are those who say that you should say bonei berachim of Yerushalayim, and that is our minhag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mishum diksiv shafti Yerushalayim berachimim. It says that Hashem says, I will return to Yerushalayim with rachimim. And therefore, it's appropriate to put in bonei berachim of Yerushalayim, because it will be with rachimim. V'gam mi'achar shehischil b'tchilas habracha berachim. Also, after a person began the bracha with the lashon of rachim, mesayim nami berachimim. It's appropriate to end off with rachimim as well. Kedei sheyiach asimah me'en ha'psicha mamish, so that we can get the beginning and ending of the bracha as close as possible to each other, both with rachimim. But according to everyone, if you don't say berachamav, it is not ma'akiv. If you just say bonei Yerushalayim, that will be okay. V'ayim b'maisa rav. If you look at note number 6 from the Gra, he writes, Shesiyam ha'brocha ha'shlishesu bonei Yerushalayim amen. He leaves off the word rachamim and just says bonei Yerushalayim amen. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Hei, B'Shabbos omer bo ritzei v'achol yitzeinu. On Shabbos, as we know, we add into benching the tefillah of ritzei. Rosh Chodesh v'Yom Tov v'Chol Shemoed Omer Yalav Yavo. And in Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov v'Chol Shemoed we add in Yalav Yavo. V'Imchal Echad Mehem B'Shabbes if Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov or Chol Shemoed falls in on Shabbos, as we know Omer Ritzei V'Achol Yitzeinu V'Achol Yalav Yavo. We first say Ritzei and afterwards we say Yalav Yavo. The Eino Masker Shall Shabbos be Yalav Yavo, and we don't mention Shabbos at all in Yalav Yavo. V'Lo Shall Yom Tov v'Chol Shemoed v'Rosh Chodesh b'Ritzei. So the Kitam has two separate tefillos. We don't put in anything about Shabbos and Yalav Yavo. We don't put in anything about Yom Tov or Chol Shemoed or Rosh Chodesh in Ritzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Beis. B'Shabbos we say Ritzei v'Achol Yitzeinu. L'fisha Askara Zo. Because this mentioning of Ritzei v'chein Yalav Yavo him bakashas rachamim. They are asking for rachamim. And therefore kivaum bebirchas bonei Yerushalayim. And therefore they were established in the bracha of bonei Yerushalayim. Sheikam kim bakashas rachamim. As we discussed before, that's also bakashas rachamim. And therefore that's the appropriate place to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. V'lo bebirchas ha'aretz shehi hodah. And it would be inappropriate to put in birchas ha'aretz, which is hodah. And that's why Al Nisim is over there. V'im iskiram bebirchas ha'aretz. If you accidentally said Ritzei or Yalav Yavo in birchas ha'aretz, lo yotza, you are not yotze, v'tzarach lachzor ulahaskir bebonei Yerushalayim. You have to go back again and say it, repeat Ritzei or Yalav Yavo in the appropriate place. So we said in the Mechaber that you first say Ritzei and then Yalav Yavo when it's appropriate to say both. That's the correct order. And in Sifkot and Yudgimel, the Mishabura tells us why. Mipnei she Shabbos utadir. Shabbos comes more frequently than Rosh Chodesh or Yontif or Chol Shemoed. The Kaim Olam b'Kol Mokom, we hold in all places. Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. The more common thing comes first. Ubidiyevid im hichlev bevada yotza. Bidiyevid, if one switched it up, he is for sure yotze. We'll read out number 7, but first let's finish the Mishaburas. We said at the end of the Mechaber that one does not mention Shabbos in Yalav Yavo, and he doesn't mention the other things in Ritzei. B'Yalav Yavo, dehokvar hisker Shabbos b'Ritzei. There's no reason in this scenario, when it's Shabbos and you're also saying Yalav Yavo, there's no reason to mention Shabbos in Yalav Yavo, because you already mentioned it in Ritzei. V'lama yachzor v'yaskirena, why would you repeat it again? By the same token, no reason to mention something that's going to be placed in Yalav Yavo and Ritzei also, says the Mishabur in Tezvav, the Hotiknu Alze Nusuf Bifnei Atzmo, Yalav Yavo. Because they already had a special Nusuf to mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol Shemoed or Yontif in Yalav Yavo, V'lama Yachbilenu Pamayim, why should he say it twice? And therefore we keep them totally separate. If it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you mention Ritzei, Shabbos, and you mention Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh, and you don't mix the two. Going on that point that we said before, that Shabbos comes before, Ritzei comes before Yalav Yavo, because of Tadir v'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem, and the Mishabura ended up and said that, b'dieved, if you mix it up, you're for sure Yatza. So let's look at note number 7. V'chein kosav l'kamon, shedin Tadir Kodem eino elo l'mitzvah l'chadchila achlo l'ikuvah. That anytime we have two things, and we decide what goes first, based on Tadir v'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem, that's only a mitzvah l'chadchila, it's never ma'akiv. And then he says, Misha Hischa Lomer Yalav Yavo, a person by mistake on Rosh Chodesh, a Yonta started with Yalav Yavo when it was also Shabbos, he put the Yalav Yavo first by accident. Viniskar Shadayin Lomer Ritzei, in the middle of Yalav Yavo, he remembers, Ayivei, I didn't say Ritzei. So the Shagas Aryeh says, She Yafsik, he should stop. Viyakdim Lomer Ritzei, you should stop in the middle of Yalav Yavo and go back and say Ritzei first. Ula'achar Mikain Yafsik Yom Yalav Yavo. So you start Yalav Yavo, you realize you forgot Ritzei, stop in the middle, go back to Ritzei, and then say Yalav Yavo again. Ubirak Tosa Shulchan. The Tosa Shulchan explains, She'afu Dvarav, even according to the Shagas Aryeh, Yesh Lahafzik Rakim Adayin Lo'omar B'yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. You only should start the Yalav Yavo if you didn't yet mention the day. You didn't mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol Shemoed or whatever it was. Aval La'achar She'omar came, but once you already mentioned that it's Rosh Chodesh, Harei Yotzei Dechovas Haskaras HaMa'ora. You already... Where Yotzei, the mentioning of Rosh Chodesh. Ukvar hiktim askara zula askara Shabbos. You already put Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos. Umato elas tielo im yafsik achshav. What's it going to help you to stop now? And therefore, the Ksos HaShulchan explains that what the Shagas Aryeh says, if you realize you're mistaken in the middle of Yalav Yavo, go back to Ritzei. That's only if you're in the very beginning of Yalav Yavo. Once you mention the day in Yalav Yavo, so it's too late. You already Yotzei that. Finish Yalav Yavo and then say Ritzei, which we know works b'dieved. And then he continues and says, "V'lagabe kriyas haTorah b'Rosh Chodesh Teves." Now, Rosh Chodesh Teves is on Chanukah, so when it comes to kriyas haTorah, you have two leanings. You have a leaning for Rosh Chodesh and a leaning for Chanukah. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on that shetzarich likro parshas Rosh Chodesh lifnei kriyas al Chanukah. Obviously, Rosh Chodesh comes before Chanukah. Mishum the Tadir Kodem, Rosh Chodesh is more common than Chanukah. The Mechaber then says, "V'intav the hischa likro b'shal Chanukah. If you mistakenly start reading the Kriya of Chanukah first, tzarech lahafzik v'likro b'shal Rosh Chodesh. You have to stop and go back and read Rosh Chodesh and then read Chanukah afterwards. Omnam b'mishabur Hashem u'b'aloch Hashem. However, the Chavetz Chaim over there says b'shem ataz she'eno tzarech lahafzik. You don't have to stop. The yochol lahamshich likro b'shal Chanukah. You can finish up the reading of Chanukah. And then he puts in the brackets, V'lechoro l'dasa mishabura, gam kan bebirgas ha-mazon, ninko kein shi'esayin lomo yalav yavo. Says l'choro, according to what the mishabura says over there by the laning, that once you start the laning of Chanukah, you just continue it. L'choro, the mishabura would hold the same thing over here, that once you start yalav yavo, you wouldn't go back. U'besefer birur halacha, kosav shemashmos divri ha-chazanish k'divri ha-mishabura b'lechos Chanukah. The chazanish is mashma like the mishabura that we just mentioned l'chos Chanukah. The Havi Shekain Das Rabin Ben Apostle, many Apostle hold this way. Shem Hisrael Yalav Yavo Lo Yasek. That once you start Yalav Yavo, you don't stop. Elo Yigmar Yalav Yavo Tchila Ul Achar Mikan Yomer Ritzei. You finish Yalav Yavo and then you say Ritzei. So it's a little more lenient than we saw by the Shagas Aryeh. The way we explained the Shagas Aryeh was that only if you're in the, only if you mentioned Rosh Chodesh already, then you wouldn't go back. Otherwise, you'd go back. But he seems to say that it's Mashah from the Mishavura, and possibly from the Chazrish as well, and many other Poskim, that once, in fact, you started saying Yalav Yavo, just started saying it, you would not go back. You would just finish Yalav Yavo and say Ritzei afterwards. This is all going again on what the Mishavura just said. B'dyevedim hichle b'vada yotza. The Pasha of the Mishavura is just saying if you switch it around totally, you don't realize it until afterwards. The Mishavura is not addressing a case where you realize it in the middle of Yalav Yavo. With this note is coming to fill in the gaps of what happens if you realize it in the middle, do you go back or not? So Pashas, the being Medak in the Mishabur later, assuming that by Kriyas HaTorah will be the same din as over here by Yalav Yavo, that once you start, you wouldn't go back according to the Mishaburah, and that seems to be the Mashmos of the Chazanish as well. Okay, let's start. Maybe we'll start Sivav. Sivav is for tomorrow night, but there's a lot to do in Sivav, so maybe we'll just get started now. We have a few more minutes, and it will assist us tomorrow night. In Sivav, the Mechaber says, Ta'av lo hiskir shel Shabbos. A person forgot to say Ritzei. Omer, he says, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Malach Olam, Shenosan Shabbosos Lemnucha Le'amo Yisrael Bi'ava Le'os V'Lebris, Baruch ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. This is a special insertion that one can say if you forgot to say Ritzei. We'll see at the end of the Sif, there's only a very exact place that you can put this in, only if you realize your mistake, right after you said, Bonei Barachim Av Yerushalayim Amen. Right over there, we'll see exactly tomorrow all the details, but that is a bracha that could be in the place. If you look right away in the Bir Halacha is bothered, why are we saying Baruch Ato Hashem? Why are we making it to a bracha? Ritzei is not a bracha. So if you look in the first Bir Halacha on page Tzadi Beis, he writes, V'afal pi shim hoya maskiram b'mekoman. And even though if you would have mentioned Ritzei, and we'll get through in the rest of the Sefer Yalav Yavo as well, lo hoya b'nusa bracha b'shem malchus. It's not in the form of a bracha with the Shem Hashem and the Malchus. Hainu mishum shekeshu maskira bebracha asmucha harehi nechlelas bebracha sheish b'shem malchus b'psichasa v'chasimasa. That's because if you put it in the bracha of Rachim where it belongs, even though it doesn't start with Baruch, but it's a bracha asmucha l'chaverto. Since the bracha in the beginning of benching starts with the Baruch and ends with the Baruch, so the brachas afterwards do not have to start with the Baruch, they only end with the Baruch, and therefore, even though we don't normally picture it, say, as a bracha, in fact, it really is part of a bracha, because Rachim really is the beginning of a bracha. The psicha v'chasim harishona kolel eskula in the beginning, the opening and the ending of the first bracha really includes all the brachas to come. Aval kevan shesim bonei Yerushalayim. But once you ended the bracha of bonei Yerushalayim already, va'omer bracha b'fnei atzma, and now you're saying it as its own tefillah, lohavi smucha l'chaverta. It's no longer smucha l'chaverta. Kevan she'ena ela akrai ba'alma. Just a once in a while thing, you're sticking it in there. And therefore, you would start off as a bracha. So here the Bir Halacha is just explaining to us, why is that when you say Ritzei, it doesn't seem to be part of a bracha at all. Rachim doesn't start with Baruch, and all of a sudden you're starting Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So why would it be that you do that? Says the Bir Halacha, that's because really there is a Baruch, we just don't see it, because it's relying on the Baruch in the beginning of benching, and all the brachas afterwards are brachas smucha l'chaverta. Here you lose it out, and therefore you want to start with Baruch. Let's just see two mishaburas here, and then we'll stop. Sivkoton te zayin. V'lo hiskir shel Shabbos. You didn't mention Shabbos. V'afilu im sofik lo im hiskir lo. Even if you're in doubt, you're not sure if you said Ritzei or not. Talin and the mistama b'vada lo hiskir. We assume that you didn't do it properly. Person normally does not say Ritzei in benching, and therefore he doesn't ever accustom himself to saying it, and therefore we assume you didn't say it. So even in doubt, you would go back. Sivkoton yud zayin. But let's first look at note number 10, a very important note. V'afshe shina shulchan aruch b'nusach habracha. Even though, as we'll read tomorrow, all the nuschos of the bracha, by Shabbos it says, shenosan, like we just read, shenosan shavosos, and by Yom Tov it says asher nosan. It changes it a little bit from shenosan to asher nosan. The Rabbi Mordechai says, shelo kosav kein bedavka, it's lav davka, v'yochol omer shenosan or asher nosan. They're interchangeable, you could say it either way. So not to be medayik in the lashon the Mechaber brings down, it's lav davka, either way works. Let's see the Mishavura in Sifkat and Yudzayin, and we'll stop. V'im eino yodea nusach bracha zo. Let's say a person doesn't know the nusach. That's usually what happens when a person forgets he doesn't have a bencher, and he doesn't remember the nusach, or he doesn't have a sitter. If he doesn't know the nusach, chozel arosh, he goes back to the beginning of benching. V'im yodea ha'aschola v'asiyum. But if he knows the beginning of the bracha and the ending of the bracha, av she'eino yodea shar ha'nusach, she'be'em t'karoi, even if he doesn't know the middle of the bracha properly, Omra, he should say whatever he knows, V'ein sarach lachzor larosh, and he would not have to go back to the beginning of benching. V'ayin mashik asandim b'ralocha, there is a very important b'ralocha, which Amir Tz Hashem will get through tomorrow night as we complete Sif Vav.